local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you now for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Sounds like a couple of traffic issues. We'll get the latest on that in about 3 minutes from right now. Check of the weather. Meteorologist Alan Strom waiting in the wings for the next hour as well. And text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Good to have you with us. Always appreciate the interaction. And thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Our top three stories today: Donald Trump, the winner over South Carolina's Nikki Haley in New Hampshire's primary. Despite the loss, Haley vowing to stay in the race and hoping to score a win in her home state of South Carolina. That'll be late next month. So I would think that that would be the last stand for Haley if even if she wins. I mean, obviously nobody thinks that this is going anyway other than Donald Trump being the GOP nominee. But if she loses South Carolina, it's definitely over. U.S. confirming that they conducted three airstrikes in Iraq in retaliation for an attack that injured four Americans. The strikes were carried out yesterday against facilities in western Iraq that have been linked to Iranian-backed militias, who U.S. officials say were behind Saturday's attack on a base in Iraq used by American forces. And in Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is moving towards, forward, with a lawsuit to prevent federal officials from cutting the state's razor wire barriers.
The wire barriers were placed on the border near Eagle Pass as part of Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last month barred federal agents from removing the wire. The U.S. Supreme Court set aside that decision Monday, sending the case back to the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans. Case arguments are scheduled for February 7th. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get an update on the roads with Austin.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today for more information. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we did have a couple of accident reports. One on West Fairfield Drive, if you are near the intersection with South Dakota Street. That's causing minor backups at this time, nothing insanely severe. And we did have an accident report on a West 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pensacola Boulevard. But that is not causing any congestion at all from what I can see, so there should not be many issues there. Outside of that, we had some issues on I-110 southbound if you were heading south towards the downtown Pensacola area, and also some issues on Pine Forest Road, but both of those have seemingly cleared up. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street looking good as well, so if you're dealing with issues, you should not be dealing with them for too long.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head through tonight, and actually there's a high rain chance here right on through the next several days or through Saturday. I mean, at any time a shower or storm may pop up. High temps for the next several days will run mainly between 70 and 75, and then cooler air moves in on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
64 degrees, that's where we're going to stay for the overnight hours. Showers and some patchy, dense fog as well through the overnight hours. More rain Thursday, a bit warmer, 71, the forecasted high tomorrow. Taking a look at local headlines today. The opioid crisis has been well documented nationwide. Here locally, things not getting any better. It was just last August when Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said the area stretching from Escambia to Walton counties had the highest opioid death rate per capita.
It's okay to talk about heart disease. It's okay to talk about diabetes. It's okay to talk about cancer. But when we start talking about drugs, that's gross. That's ucky. Well, that's one of the biggest problems we have at a tremendously alarming rate here in this community.
That's Escambia EMS Chief David Torsell. He says from 2021 to 23, Escambia EMS received over 10,500 calls for opioid overdoses. He's hoping that the county's CORE program can expand, as there are currently just four nurses and two EMTs on staff. Serious questions about the future of Milton's plans for a new wastewater treatment plant. During a city council work session last week, city manager Scott Collins explained that time has run out on deciding how to move forward. If the council wants to move forward with the plant, they'd be looking at what basically amounts to a 30-year mortgage payment of between $3.5 and $4.7 million per year.
We're going to have to do phase one and phase two to generate capacity. We're going to have to at least do the spray fields to generate capacity just to get out of the treatment plant as we have today. So right now, as we look at this, and the calendar is not our friend, because we're under the consent order to be 100% out by December 31, 2025.
And the other option would be to ditch the project altogether and enter negotiations with Pace Water System to send wastewater there. Collins says that could lead to around $3 million per year in operating costs. Also from yesterday's Escambia County Commission meeting, the Perdido Key Property Owners Association is asking Escambia County not to build more public beach access points. That came up when Association President Charles Krupnik addressed commissioners on Restore Act funding.
Perdido Key has certainly benefited from Restore funding, including for the Perdido Key multi-use path that's getting close to completion. The Amendment 3 proposal for $3.6 million for Perdido Key Beach public access property acquisition and construction is appreciated, you know, as an effort to better manage public parking and access to Perdido Key beaches and to enhance Perdido Key as a whole.
But Krupnik says the $3.6 million in funding isn't what property owners on Perdido Key want. He says their survey from 2020 showed only 25% of property owners would support increasing public beach access. Commissioner Jeff Ragosh disagreed, saying he is overwhelmingly told by county residents on the west side that they want more beach access. Austin, on the roads that you did you talk about Bauer Highway 98?
I may have. Where are you seeing it?
Texture, I think it was less. I think it was after your newscast, your traffic. So I don't know if it was something that you already had on, but we won't have traffic for another 7 minutes or so.
Right.
So right before we get to the commercial break here, Texture letting us know partial roadblocks both east and westbound lanes of Highway 98, about a mile west of Bauer Road. Emergency right. crews are on scene. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. What I'm seeing is, and I don't think this is the same thing here. Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm sorry, my navigation is not great, but we did just get a call for Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we've got some severe backups there. I don't think I see
Santa Rosa County. So west side of southwest side of Pensacola.
Oh,
is where
I may be seeing
98 in Bauer.
Yes, yeah, Okay.
All right, very good. So a couple of accidents. We'll get the latest there. We'll show Austin on the map where Escambia County is.
No, I know where they are. The thing is,
that should probably be prerequisite number one as far as our traffic anchors.
I was looking far to the east. It's far to the west. That's why I was like, I'm not seeing what you're talking about. Gotcha.
I'm just kidding. All right. All right, we're back in a moment. Pensacola right now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech comfort system that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech comfort system has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team, Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had that town hall on the radio with Mayor D.C. Reeves, talked about everything from parking to facilities to budgeting to recycling and roads and paving and all of that stuff. You can listen to that on the podcast page. Also had a good conversation about the pending passage of HB 1 and HB 3, the social media and porn ID bills that are going to be passed today in the legislature. You can listen to all of that at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
One, two, three.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 625 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Emphasis on the surrounding areas. Pensacola itself is looking fine for the most part, but where you're going to see issues is if you are on Highway 98. We've got traffic backed up going both ways there. If you are traveling just west of Bower Road towards Perdido Bay, in that area we got some backups. And we've also got one. This is another one here on Sorrento Road, just past what road is this here? Just past Bower Road. Is that the same one I was just touching on?
Yeah.
No, it's not actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that's another one. But it's just west of Bower Road as well. Congestion going both ways. That's on Sorrento Road. So look out for that also. That's south of the Highway 98 accident that I just mentioned. And then Navarre Parkway, all the way further east. If you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 87, we've got some pretty hefty backups there. Caller reported that earlier, said that it was looking like a parking lot for a while, so the EMS was on the scene. Outside of that, though, everything else is looking fine.
Yeah, and Texter during the commercial break letting us know that eastbound traffic is going down to one lane where they direct you into the grass in front of the Cayo Grande apartments.
Oh, so my goodness.
There's that. All right, 625, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Of course, we certainly appreciate all of the interaction and especially the alerts on the traffic so we can pass on real-time information there. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the full House is expected to vote on a bill that would loosen the state's child labor laws. The measure allows 16 and 17-year-olds to start work at 6 a.m., That's a half hour earlier than the current law, and they'd be allowed to work more than 8 hours on a school night and more than 30 hours per week. It's ready for a floor vote after being approved by the House Commerce Committee.
And the bill to ban children from using social media is moving closer to passing. The Florida House is expected to approve the bill, which is a priority of Republican Speaker Paul Renner. Children under the age of 16 would be prohibited from creating social media accounts, and companies would be required to terminate any known accounts of underage users. Social media platforms would also be required to use, quote, reasonable age verification methods for all users.
Transgender people would be required to indicate their sex rather than their gender on their driver's license under a bill working its way through the Florida House. Also, health insurance. Oh, by the way, there's no way that does not get a lawsuit slapped on that as soon as that passes. Also, health insurance companies that cover sex reassignment prescriptions or procedures would be required to cover the cost of detransition treatments. The measure was passed this week by the Select Committee on Health Innovation.
And two people are dead after a plane crash into Florida Everglades. Broward Fire Chief Michael Kane says they didn't get a call to assist until this morning.
It appears that it left Perry Airport last night, approximately 6:30. And according to FlightAware, the aircraft lost radar contact at about 6:45 in the evening.
Search and rescue crews discovered the plane had gone down, with two people confirmed dead on site. No information on the victims is available at this time, but the FAA and NTSB will be handling the investigation.
And did just get a notice that the full House did pass the child social media law. So the House has passed that.
Wow.
So we'll see what the Senate does. National headlines today. Senate negotiators are working on striking a deal to secure the southern border and send more aid to Ukraine.
Accelerating Russian defeat in Europe is precisely what will help ensure we don't wind up dealing with simultaneous aggression from adversaries in Europe and the Indo-Pacific.
That is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell there. A group of senators has spent more than a month negotiating a border security deal, which would be added to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
And Senator Bob Menendez claims that his New Jersey home was illegally searched and is asking a New York judge to toss out most of the evidence. The veteran Democrat says that federal agents ransacked his home last year out of revenge because he's beaten a prior prosecution. His lawyers are calling most of what was seized, including gold bars and $500,000 in cash from his suit pockets, quote, exploratory rummaging.
In Alabama, Kenneth Smith is set to be put to death tomorrow for his role in a 1988 murder-for-hire plot, and in doing so would make history. If the execution is carried out, Smith would be the first person in the world on death row to die from nitrogen gas. This comes after Smith survived a botched execution attempt back in 2022. Critics, though, are concerned the untested method could be extremely painful and possibly result in another botched execution.
And children in Utah may soon be legally required to be potty trained before kindergarten. While no official data is collected on child accidents, a number of Utah districts have expressed issues with a growing number of kids not being able to use the toilet. Mm-hmm. Republican State Representative Douglas Welton is proposing the new law. He explained that teachers are being put into uncomfortable situations to either help students or leave them in filth and squalor.
You know, I've never been a self-help guy or like a, you know, X for Dummies book reader.
Right.
I may have to check out Potty Training for Dummies because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, get it under control before your teachers have to do it for you.
That's right. 6:30, it's Fox News update time. Here we're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports. Big news here in the last hour in the NFL. Austin will talk about that and much more coming back on Pensacola Right Now.
News. I'm Jack Callahan. President Biden has picked up a major endorsement for his re-election today from the 400,000 member strong United Auto Workers Union.
I kept my commitment to be the most pro-union president ever. I'm proud you have my back. Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine. That's the deal.
At the UAW conference in Washington, the president compared former President Trump to Herbert Hoover. The Senate moving closer to a vote on a border security bill, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Biden's border crisis is an absolute humanitarian disaster. And Democrats don't care.
Last year, 853 migrants died crossing illegally into this country. Alejandro Mayorkas didn't even know how many had died because he didn't care.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox News the president agrees there needs to be changes made. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Cutbacks at eBay. The company's chief executive told employees that the online marketplace would be laying off about 1,000 workers, 9% of its full-time workforce, and would also scale back the number of contracts it has with its alternate workforce in the months ahead. eBay's stock, of which finished fractionally higher today, said the cutbacks were needed to position the company for long-term sustainable growth. Tesla, after the close, reported fourth quarter earnings and sales that were a bit below expectations. Elon Musk's company also warned that it may make fewer vehicles this year than in 2023, as it focuses on its next generation EV at its Gigafactory in Texas. Tesla shares are down more than 4.5% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular trading session, stocks finished mixed. The S&P 500 edged up 4 points to earn another fresh closing high. The NASDAQ Composite rose 56, but the Dow lost 99. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Bucks are 30-13, but fired first-year head coach Adrian Griffin. It's clear Griffin lost his job because he failed to connect with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. The NBA, more than any other pro sports league, is run by the players, and that's why no one should be surprised by this occurrence in Milwaukee, even though from afar it seems wildly unfair. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
As a mayor, with city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 Town Hall meeting.
Obviously, that you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation. But I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've had a few accident reports that have been causing some issues surrounding Pensacola, not really in Pensacola itself, at least not far into it. Sorrento Road, for starters, if you are traveling eastbound towards the intersection with Bower Road, we've got some minor backups caused from an accident there. It does appear to be lessening, though. That's good. North of that, also west of Bower Road, we've got an incident on Lillian Highway traveling towards Perdido Bay. That's still causing issues going both ways there, so look out for that. Thirdly, Navarre Parkway, further east, was giving us trouble. If you are traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we had an accident report there that is still causing heavy backups in the east lane, so look out for that. Other than that, though, Pensacola and the surrounding areas do appear to be doing fine for the most part, so if you're not in those three vicinities, you should not be held up for too long.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 62 degrees right now. Not going to get too much cooler than that. Showers throughout the night, patchy fog as well, and rain's going to continue Thursday, Friday with temperatures around 70 degrees for high. Looks like our next rain-free day would be Saturday night into Sunday, so prepare accordingly. Just shy of 640 here, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin, big news in the NFL this evening.
Yes, you actually broke the news late last hour, and it's something that we figured could happen because we heard about a couple of interviews going on between the two parties. But the Los Angeles Chargers are locking down Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, and you said you like Harbaugh. It's nothing personal.
I like Harbaugh.
It's nothing personal against Michigan, but it is good news for Ohio State for sure.
Yes, and you know, let's be real about Jim Harbaugh's legacy as a Michigan coach against Ohio State. He will leave Michigan with a 2-5 record against Ohio State.
Well, oh, only 2-5?
Yep.
Oh, he didn't beat y'all 3 years in a row, are you sure?
Nope.
21, 22, and 23. He didn't do that?
Mm-mm. They the COVID game was he didn't coach in the Michigan.
Oh. Smart. I forgot about that. But yeah, no, Harbaugh nonetheless. Yes. 2-5 against Ohio State officially, but an amazing last 3 years, especially in Michigan, and he's definitely the coach you want to look at if you're looking for immediate success, whether it be collegiate or pro. So yeah. Chargers are desperate for a turnaround here, and the division's about as winnable as it's going to get, so this is a good grab. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so beyond that, we've got a couple of games going on that have recently begun. First of all, we'll start with the games that are already going on. The TNT doubleheader, first game of it in the NHL, Hurricanes at Bruins. That game, if it has not started already, it should start any minute now. It's supposed to get underway at 6:30. That's going to be followed by the Blackhawks and the Kraken at 9 o'clock. We also have the biggest ranked men's basketball game tonight, at least of those televised. Number 8, Auburn visits Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama at 6:30 on ESPN. That's going to be followed by K-State at number 23, Iowa State at 8 on ESPN2. And number 24, Colorado State at Nevada at 9:30 on FS1.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with the Alabama-Auburn game because they haven't started yet, and it's just been a continuous interview with Jalen Milroe on ESPN with Jay Williams, and I think that's – I'm not sure who the play-by-play guy is, but so the game hasn't tipped off yet in Tuscaloosa, so I'm not sure what's going on, but everybody's just kind of sitting around waiting. But anyway, so good stuff there. NBA, we had the Bucks hiring Doc Rivers.
Right.
You said that there was report of some sort of locker room. The coach had lost the locker room after 43 games in which his record was 30-13, so – wasn't like the Bucks had this terrible team.
Yeah.
They were second in the Eastern Conference, but something was going on there. Adrian Griffin was in his first year as the head coach after, was it Mike Budenholzer, I think? Budenholzer?
Yes.
Left.
That guy.
Or he, no, they let him go.
I think they may have.
Yeah. So,
but he's, yeah, he was the predecessor.
Yeah. Doc Rivers now will be coaching Giannis and the Bucks. 6:42, health, business, and science notes today. United Auto Workers are endorsing President Biden's reelection.
I kept my commitment to be the most pro-union president ever. I'm proud you have my back. Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine. That's the deal.
Biden saying that he is focused on fundamentally changing the economy to give working Americans a fair shot.
And the Los Angeles Times is announcing mass layoffs as it cuts about a quarter of its staff. The cuts were anticipated, but that didn't stop unionized journalists staging a one-day work stoppage last week to protest the layoffs. The paper's owner says that it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year.
Also, federal safety regulators are putting out a recall on two Kia models, the Kia Carnival from 2022 to 24, and the Sportage 23 and 24 models may have a roof safety issue and need to be inspected and replaced. The roof of the cars can become loose and detached while driving. Kia says they'll inspect and possibly secure the roof for free if need be. Owners should receive letters of notification by March 15th.
And the FAA is investigating an incident involving a Delta Airlines-operated Boeing plane, you guessed it, losing a nose wheel as it was about to depart Atlanta over the weekend. The Boeing 757 aircraft was scheduled to depart Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Saturday when a nose wheel fell off the gear on the plane and rolled down a hill. Travelers and their luggage were transferred to another flight, and luckily nobody was hurt.
If you're a fan of Chick-fil-A, listen up. Residents of Florida, New Jersey, California, Georgia, or New York could be eligible for a Chick-fil-A gift card worth $29.95. It's part of a settlement in a class action lawsuit over inflated delivery prices during the COVID pandemic. Customers have to submit a claim by February 15th.
All righty. Just short of 6:45 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, nothing to report in mainland Pensacola. We do have a few accident incidents. We do have a few traffic incidents that are causing some backups at this time, including just west of Bower Road, between Bower and Perdido Bay. We've got an accident causing congestion going both ways on Lillian Highway or Highway 98. That is still causing congestion. It's minor, though, so hopefully it'll die down soon. We also had one south of that on Sorrento Road that was causing issues just west of Bower, but that appears to have just about cleared out. And then on Navarre Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Highway 87, we've still got some standstill traffic there for a bit because of a very severe accident that had happened in that area.
All right, and looking at the weather here.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head through tonight. And actually, there's a high rain chance here right on through the next several days or through Saturday. I mean, at any time, a shower or storm may pop up. High temps for the next several days will run mainly between 70 and 75, and then cooler air moves in on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. ESPN is saying that the Alabama-Auburn game is in a lightning delay.
I don't know why that would be, unless they're
playing. Do they have an outdoor basketball arena? Or
I was about to say, unless they're playing
basketball. Are they playing in a park somewhere?
Outside for the first time ever. Okay. I don't know why that would be.
That's interesting. looking at some pop culture notes today, we have an update on Taylor Swift's accused stalker. 33-year-old David Crow made his first court appearance today. Investigators say he was at Swift's townhome 30 times in the last 2 months, including Saturday and Monday. No word if he was at any Chiefs games over that time period as well, but that would have been the place to get it.
Oh, for sure. Well, and the thing is, it says officials say that he was at Swift's Tribeca townhouse 30 times. Did he relent that information, or have they just gathered that and still taken no action until now? Like, what's the deal there?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But Elton John will give fans a behind-the-scenes look at his final tour in a new book set to release later this year. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road, Memories of My Life on Tour is the name. It will hit shelves on September 24th. It'll be filled with photos from the 330 concerts that the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer has performed as part of the tour.
I guess the Alabama arena has it's not just lightning. They have, like, power outage, or there's some lights that are not working.
So that adds that very
make,
crucial.
Make more sense there.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we got? Which one's left for me?
Netflix and Daily Show.
All right. Familiar faces set to return to the Daily Show next month. Jon Stewart will be hosting on Monday nights starting February 12th, and that'll run through the 2024 election. They have not found a permanent replacement for Trevor Noah since he left in December of 2022. So Jon Stewart doing them a solid on Mondays, I guess.
And some of Netflix's most popular shows will be returning this year. The streaming giant says that new episodes of Squid Game, Bridgerton, and The Diplomat are on the way. Bridgerton will be back on May 16th, while no premiere dates have been announced for Squid Game or The Diplomat.
And you are an ardent fan of Squid Game.
It was apparently. I remember when that stuff just took America by storm. It was such a big deal. And my brother and I watched it. It was all right. I don't know how they're going to follow up their debut season. I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know how they're going to keep the storyline alive without it getting too ridiculous. Okay. That's just me, though.
All right. We'll take a break right here. Got some wacky stories and good news as we finish off our final hour on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE now from $31,245 and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Feed More Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feed More Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Must take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, past the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon. Ugh. The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
It's your life song right there.
Thank you, I guess.
I've been meaning to tell you, though, you are looking very fly today.
For a white guy or just universally?
Just in general.
Thank you.
You are wearing a very nice pinstripe Wake Forest baseball jersey.
I know.
I did not know that they sold those. You have to be the only person on planet Earth that has a Wake Forest baseball jersey that did not play on Wake Forest baseball team.
I don't know.
But it looks very good. Very slimming.
Thank you. We were pretty solid last year, and that's the thing. That may have been why they made a point of producing these, because we did, you know, make a pretty decent World Series run, so who knows. But yes, I am a Wake Forest baseball fan, at least casually. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas just one last time for this evening. We have had multiple accident reports where you're going to have some backups is on Highway 98 or Lillian Highway between Bower Road and Perdido Bay. There's still a little bit of minor issues going both ways there. It's not looking too severe at this moment, though. And then if you are traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we've still got some standstill traffic just for a short little stretch there caused by a pretty severe accident earlier this evening. But outside of that, there does not appear to be anything in Pensacola or the surrounding areas that's going to hold you up for too long.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, Over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yep, 62 now, and 62 it's going to stay overnight with the rain, the fog as well, so be careful going to work tomorrow morning. High of around 71 with plenty of rain. That's going to last through Saturday and should clear out Saturday night and sunshine on Sunday. 6:56 here. If you're just joining us or just catching the last few minutes here, a quick recap of our top three stories. Donald Trump victorious over Nikki Haley in New Hampshire last night. U.S. confirming they conducted three airstrikes in Iraq in retaliation for an attack that injured four Americans. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's moving forward with the lawsuit to prevent federal officials from cutting the state's razor wire barriers. Wacky stories today. A California woman just broke the Guinness World Record for longest arm hair on a woman. Macy Davis Sutherland doesn't have the full Robin Williams-style sleeve. It's just a single strand on her right arm that refuses to stop growing, and apparently she refuses to cut it off. It was measured last month at 7.24 inches long. The record for men is 8.54, and that was set back in 2017 by a guy in California, too, so maybe they've exchanged information and have get-togethers.
Maybe. We're about a week away from Groundhog Day, and PETA is already raising a stink about us using groundhogs to pretend predict the weather. They're once again calling on Punxsutawney Phil to be retired, and now they're offering to replace him with a giant gold coin. The coin would be flipped, with one side calling for six more weeks of winter and an early spring on the other. PETA is also suggesting Groundhog Day be retired, as far as the name, and be replaced by something like Weather, spelled W-E-A-T-H-E-R. There'll be more Winter Day. That's a mouthful, though.
It is. Does not roll off the tongue very easily.
Yeah,
so
that's lame.
Out on that suggestion. Good news, always like when it involves a local Santa Rosa schools today. Announcing their Teacher of the Year. They paid a surprise visit to Central School music teacher Crystal Bennett.
I find it a privilege to be here. I'm excited to get to work every day, and it helps that we have some amazing kids that look forward to having their music education experience every day.
Yeah, very cool there. With the recognition, Bennett will be Santa Rosa County's nominee for the Florida Teacher of the Year for 2025. That winner will be announced next January, so congratulations to her.
Absolutely. And Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass got a lot of hate after a missed field goal ended their season on Sunday. He even got death threats, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But now Bills fans are making up for it by donating thousands in his name to a no-kill animal shelter. It's a cat rescue that he's involved with called the 10 Lives Club. His jersey number is 2, so fans have been calling in and donating $22 in his name. On Monday and Tuesday alone, they raised over $100,000.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to sit here and definitively say that not a single Buffalo Bills fan was involved in the death threats. I tend to think that the vast majority of them were people that had money riding on Buffalo.
Probably.
Anybody that has been to Buffalo, has ever gone to Buffalo, who knows Buffalo people, they are the nicest people in the world. And this is not the first time that they've done something like this. They, of course, came in droves for DeMar Hamlin, right, to his charity. Scott Norwood, they you know, built him back up after his historic miss in the Super Bowl there. So this is just Buffalo doing Buffalo stuff there. So that's good there.
Yeah.
6:59, that'll do it for us today. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk to you then.